Winter is no fun for birds, wildlife, or people at this latitude, despite the cheery notes of a Carolina wren. The further north ones go, the harsher the conditions. Flying south in the fall would appear to be a brilliant idea for birds and humans alike as wintry weather and conditions tighten its grip on our region. Conditions have recently been difficult, especially inland, with the coldest weather occurring in the Northeast for some time. Cold with temperatures in the single digits and frightening wind chills have been causing extreme stress for all wild creatures, not to mention plumbers and homeowners. This is a difficult time, a true survival test for all overwintering wildlife. Prolonged cold causes fresh water in a liquid form to become scarce, and this is a big problem for birds. Because of their adaptations for flight, birds are extremely weight sensitive, carrying only as much as they have to in order to better be able to fly. Water is heavy, so most birds strictly regulate its intake. They must replenish it at least every day, most birds at least twice a day. Access to and availability of fresh water becomes more important than access to food, at least in the short term. Many birds are forced to move from secure overwintering locations, thickets with food and shelter, when the freshwater drinking source they are dependent on freezes up. Hence, birds struggling to survive the harsh conditions are forced to give up the routine that has gotten them this far. This causes additional stress and utilizes fat reserves. A thaw of any kind, like we are enjoying for the next week, is good news indeed for all species concerned. Providing liquid water by means of a heated bird bath is a surefire way to help all the birds in your neighborhood and attract many species that rarely visit feeders. The small heaters available for this purpose range from about $30 to $50. They need to be plugged into an electric cord, but all provide the essential element of heat. Most importantly, they keep their water from turning into a block of ice. Heated bird baths have been action-packed places to look for birds during the past couple of weeks. Birds not normally associated with bird feeding readily seek out and utilize drinking water. American robins, cedar waxwings, red and white-winged crossbills, Carolina wrens, and all the birds in the area will readily and eagerly come to drink and even bathe, as does every other bird that visits the feeders. It is fascinating to watch 15 or so species of birds frequently returning to a bird bath in a snowy, otherwise completely frozen yardscape. The bird species that is most sought after and far and away garners the most oohs and ahs, the showstopper, if you will, that seem unable to pass up any heated bird baths are eastern bluebirds. Like a gigantic magnet to a small piece of steel, these far-ranging birds literally will drop out of the sky, often from a high altitude, when they spot a heated bird bath. These impossibly blue birds, a stunning, life-affirming blue, drink heartily, often bathe, and are a delight to anyone who gets a chance to see them. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.